Hi, this is Pastor David Crank.
And Pastor Nicole.
Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. We really love spending time with you, and we hope that you will be inspired today.
Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh new message sent straight to your phone or your computer.
Are you ready? I know God has something amazing in store for you today, so let's get going.
It takes a lot to become. To become that thing you're wanting to become, to become that parent, to become that manager, to become that business owner, to become that Christian, to become that Christ follower, to become successful in life. There's a process to becoming great, even if it's one great picture, right? There's a process to becoming great. And here's the thing, we get excited about outcomes, but we get frustrated by process. The thing is, it's the process that's beautiful. So having a process to become great, becoming great, and that's what we're going to talk about today is becoming great. I want you to say out loud, say, I am becoming great every day. Say, I'm not there yet, but I'm on my way. It's not what you get by achieving your goals. It's who you become by achieving your goals. You see, in achieving your goals, it starts with having a clear vision. You gotta know where you're going. Then you gotta be ready to take this grand step of faith because it's gotta scare you a little bit. And it requires a plan. So here's what I wanna do with you today. I don't wanna leave you where you are. You can walk into this building, you can turn on this YouTube, this podcast, this TV show, and you can leave just the way you came, or you can actually leave with a plan for your life to be greater than it was. Well, I think greater, I think that's just all vanity. No, God has a plan for us to become great. Matter of fact, Abraham, people call Abraham the father of the faith. And in Genesis 18:18, if you'll go there with me, it says, after all, Abraham is going to become a great. Was he born great? No. He had to become. Abraham's going to become a great and mighty nation. And through him, all of the nations of the earth will be blessed. So let me ask you a quick question, and I want you to respond with a hearty me. Let's just practice. Say me.
Me.
I want to know if this is you. Do you want to stay where you are in life today? Say me. Or do you have somewhere you want to go? Say me.
Me.
That's what I thought. You see, we're just the same. And that's what I love about y'all. Y'all are where you are today, and here's our thing. We celebrate where we are today on the way to where we're going. Right? Let me ask you a quick question. Are you further today than you were 5 years ago? Say me. Are you satisfied here? Say no.
No.
Are you willing to do the work to get to where you're called to go? Say me.
Me.
It takes a huge step of faith to leave your old life behind. And write this down if you're a note taker. Matter of fact, I want you to get out a pen and a piece of paper. Try not to take notes on your phone today, because I'm going to give you some science on how to not just plan your goals. We're going to kind of glance past that. I'll give you some resources for that for free. But how to plan. Because get this, if you have a goal and a plan, you are 1,000% more likely to achieve your goal than if you have a goal with no plan. Let me give you another statistic. Only 3% of Americans have written goals at all. Now, how are we supposed to become great without written goals? Dr. Gail Matthews did a study, and by just writing your goals down, you're 42% more likely to achieve your goals by writing them down in the first place. So how do you get written goals? We don't have time to go into all of that yet, but I want to convince you that God wants you to be great. I want to give you a roadmap to get there. And I wrote a book, and it's free. Everybody say free.
Free.
The book is free. You have to pay shipping, but I have a circle of friends that has helped me provide this for free, and I want to say thank you to my friends who did that. But you've got a piece of paper. They've put it on the screen. If you're online, they've got a link. And it gets you the Goal Getters book for free. It's the 5 steps to getting what you want. Finally. How many of you are like, finally, it is about time to start getting where we've been talking about going? It talks about 5 steps. It talks about goal setting. It talks about getting a vision. It talks about, and this is what we're talking about today, a plan, a map of action. Step three is actually an MAP. It's measurement, assessment, and planning. Today, we're just going to talk about the planning. Step four is the immense value of simply not quitting. It's called commitment, but nobody likes that word. And then step number five is rewards. We got to build in rewards for this. So we're going to talk today about part of step three. You can get this for free. And then for my friends who are really super serious about it, I'll sew this into you for free. But for my friends who are super serious, there's a productivity bundle. It comes with a masterclass that has a class for every step plus two additional classes. I did it for the Avail Leadership Group. You get the workbook. You get a digital planner because planning is super important. Because how many of you want to be 1,000% more likely to achieve your goal? Say me. And God's called you to it, just like he said to Abraham and his descendants. He said in Genesis 12:12, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I want to tell you right now, you are called to be a blessing. Because let me give you the cliff notes of Abraham real quick. Abraham was called out of his country, called to leave his people behind him. The first thing that happens is there's a famine. He turns to the world instead of the word and almost loses his wife to Pharaoh. So he also brings along his family, which God told him was not part of the plan. It ends up causing a problem. He had to separate from Lot. Here's a whole nother message. You might want to jot this down. Separation will bring you a revelation. Every time you separate from something you're supposed to separate from, God will give you some revelation to go with it. Then there's a money test because he had to tithe before it was ever tithing, and a king offered to give him some stuff, but God told him not to because God wanted to make him great, not man. He passed that, but then he tried his own way and had his own baby through Ishmael, and that caused problems with his wife and with Hagar and with Ishmael, and then he had some family problems, so God had to remind him of the promise. So then he asked him to get a circumcision as a grown man and everybody in his camp to do the same thing. How do you think that went over? Like a ton of bricks. Then he finally has Isaac. And when he gets close to his promise, God says, will you lay it all on the altar and give it to me? And when he did, God gave it back to him. And he became great. And you might think, I can't do all that. No, I believe you can. In Psalm 71, verse 21, it says, you will increase my greatness and comfort me again. If you got your pen and your paper out, and that's how I know the people who were really leaning in. I want you to write this down. There's no forward progress without failure. Failure is imminent. We had some toddlers over at our house last night. I had invited over like 10 adults and 27 kids because I must have taken a crazy pill. And all the kids are running everywhere. And here's what I said as the little toddlers are falling down. I said, you know why God made babies short? Because the fall wasn't very far. And little James was walking, and he was falling down, and he was walking, and he was falling down. And I said, it's okay, James, as long as you get up one more time, then you fall down, you are a success. Come on, somebody. And that's what I want to say about you. As long as you get up, you might be down right now. COVID down, furlough down, been sick down, money down. Crazy down, world nuts down, social injustice down, election down. I don't care if you're down. As long as you get back up and you say, I believe God is stronger than whatever my situation is, God is going to put his wind behind you. So before we talk about a plan, the first step in goal getters is you have to have a goal. And I write two chapters of preparing you, planning for you to write your goals in 3 minutes or less. Get this. This is a statistic. Every minute you spend planning saves you 10 minutes in actually executing the plan. You get a 10-time return on every minute you spend planning. So we're going to plan some things right now. And you can't develop a plan unless you know where you're going. So let's just visit goals for 1 second. And let me ask you to think of just one goal. What's just one thing you know you want to do in the next 12 months? You're like, okay, I don't know. Is it money? Is it weight? Is it title? Is it serving? Is it helping people? Is it family? Is it body? Is it physical? Is it shape? Is it a relationship? Is it getting married? Is it making your marriage better? Think about what's one thing. And as you're thinking about just your one goal, I want to ask you a question. How do you define success? Because I think a lot of times we think it's the bling bling, the cha-ching, the thing, the whatever people call us. And here's what I want to say is, God doesn't define success that way, and neither should we. I think there's really one marker to how you define success, and that is, are you, as an individual, fulfilling the call and the purpose of God that He put on your life to fulfill? And that salary might look different than somebody else's, that neighborhood might look different than somebody else's, that car might look different than somebody else's, that whether you're single or married, whether you have a lot of kids or no kids, it might look different than somebody else's. But I'm talking to you at Ferguson Florist, and I'm talking to you at Weldon Spring, I'm talking to you Sunset Hills, I'm talking to you right now. And as long as you are pursuing what God called you to do, it's not what you get by achieving your goals, it's sometimes... all the time. It's about who we become. So I want to talk about goals for a minute. Is this okay right now? Okay, I'm giving you a lot of information, but here's the amazing thing. I know y'all can replay the podcast. You can go back on YouTube. You can go back and watch it on the Faith Church website. You can get the information again, but I have 16 minutes and 55 seconds to give you all of this. That's why I did a whole master class with the productivity bundle, because there is a lot. But I want to tell you this. It's a lot, but it's easy. It's little tweaks lead to giant peaks. And God is going to give you the energy to take one baby step and one baby step and one baby step and one baby step. And I want to give you another free resource. On December 9th, I'm doing a whole Q&A webinar for the Avail Leadership Group on goal setting. And so they said that I could invite all my friends. They said that I could invite my church and everybody for free. So y'all can just get on my social media, get that link, jump in there on December 9th for free if you're serious about getting to where God called you to be this year. If you want to get to where God called you to be this year, I want you to say a good and hearty amen. Amen. So let's talk about planning for a second. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And planning is the link between where you are today. So let's think about where we're at today. And let's think about where we want to be. Planning is the link between where we are today and where we want to be. And Proverbs 21 says in verse 5, it says, the plans of the diligent, they surely lead to, what's that word right there? What's that word right there? Abundance. The plans of the diligent surely lead to abundance, but everybody who is hasty, it surely leads to poverty. You know, God is a planner. Like when he went to make the earth, he didn't just be like earth, and he's like this genie, and like boop, and the earth appeared. No, God planned it. He took 7 days. He looked out over the deep and he said, okay, let's start with light. Let there be light. And then there were firmament. And then he made the land. And then he made the animals. And even when he made man, he just didn't go, wink, man. He formed man out of the dust of the earth. He formed man out of the dust of the earth. That is why men are dirty. It's not their fault, ladies. Just go with it. It's God's plan. I don't know. That gives us something to do, cleaning up after these people our whole life. Right? Everybody say, God is a planner. And God has plans for you. And don't limit that one goal you're thinking about right now. I don't want you to limit that one goal as we dive into how to plan for it. Because I taught on goal setting. When we pre-released some of this information, I taught on goal setting in 2019. Just a few days ago, Dom is sitting right here at this campus. Him and his wife are sitting here when I filmed a conference. And so we invited a few people to come hang out with us. And this single mom and her mom were here. And afterwards, she came and she said, you know, when you taught on goal setting, I wrote down everything you said and I worked the plan. And she says, that was January of 2019. And this was, I think, May of 2020. And she said, you know, in just those months, my job didn't change, nothing big changed. And I'd lived in an apartment for 12 years. I've always wanted a house for me and my baby. She's like, somehow God worked it out that I now live in a house with my son. Come on, her job didn't change. And she said, not only that, I was $37,000 in debt. Now I'm only $4,000 in debt. She said, you told me to write down 10 goals. I have achieved 9 of them. She said, as soon as I finish that last $4,000, my last goal is a physical goal. And girl, watch out when I get that one done. If a single mom can do it and God didn't make any major changes in her life, let me ask you a thing. Do you believe God can do this with you? Do you believe God can do this with you?
Yes.
Do you believe that God can do this with you?
Yes.
And all campuses, I asked you to say yes three times because it takes three yeses to physically believe something. I have to get you believing in you so that you'll actually do the work, because the difference, the number one mistake, and I'm going to dive into this on the webinar, the number one mistake people make, get this, is the subconscious trick of the mind. People will not write down their goals because they're afraid of failure. If I don't write it down, I'm not committed, then I didn't fail. So no. That is a subconscious trick of your mind and the enemy to keep you from going wherever you're supposed to go. Because remember, we define success as actually living out the call that God has placed on your life. And that is what you are called and purposed for. And a goal without a plan is just a wish. And God does not want you to wish your life away. God wants you to believe in him and that all things are possible through him, and that he's going to work through you. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we have to finally believe that God can do something with a kid like us. We're just formed of the dust, and so was Adam, and so was Abraham, and we are too. And by George, God loves you, and he wants to use you, and it's time we lean in. Are you ready to lean in? We're ready to lean in. So you need a map. Step number three of goal getters is get that map. Measurement, assessment, and planning. We're going to talk about planning. So how do you make a plan? I'm going to give you six quick steps. And number one is you pray. We pray before the goals process, and let's pray before that planning process. Why? Because man, right? Man's plans. Man has his plans, but God directs his footsteps. And when God directs the footsteps, there was a network that asked me to do a TV show. And I had no, how am I going to do? I know nothing about that. How many of you know if somebody asked you to come to a TV show, you'd be like, yeah, I know nothing about it. Say amen. I know nothing. And I'm like, God, I'm kind of committed to this thing. I don't know what to do. You're going to have to give me someone. And I was doing an interview at another ministry. I walk into a bathroom, and there's a girl who had been producing for John Hagee and Joel Osteen for a couple of decades, and she heard I was there. I shared the story of what God has done and the vision for what I had to do, and she started jumping up and down. And she said, I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to do this. Can I help you do this? I was not like, let me check my planner. I was like, yes. I'm here to tell you, when you finally lean in and you write your plan, God will start providing the resources. But we have to pray. And when we lean into our flesh, well, what I want to do, I want. It's okay. The Bible said about Abraham, I will make your name great. It's okay for your name to be great. It's okay for you to write a best-selling book, to have a masterpiece of a painting, to be an award-winning artist, to be a Hollywood actor, to be an NBA star. It's okay if your name is great, as long as you give the glory to God. But if we're spinning in the flesh, trying to make our name great for our name to be great, then it's not going to work. But when the momentum of God is behind us, Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. How do I commit my work to the Lord? You pray about it. You say, God, this is my plan. Now direct my footsteps. And if this is not the right plan, take me out. Are you willing to pray that prayer? Are you willing to pray that prayer? Are you willing to pray that prayer? I just got three yeses out of you again. So number one, you pray. Number two, you make a list. Making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's. You're gonna be on the naughty list if you don't make a list. What are you gonna make a list of? You're gonna make a list of everything. Everything you have to do to achieve your goal. What skills are you going to need that you don't have? Let's talk about skills for a minute. You don't have the skills you need to achieve your goal today. Otherwise, you would have already achieved your goal. So we have to think about what we don't know. Back in 2019, one of my goals was to learn Spanish. So I just want to be honest with you, I don't know Spanish. But I know about 400 or 500 words of Spanish, because that was one of my goals for 2019. Well, make a list of how you're going to learn Spanish. Number one on my list was research ways to learn Spanish. right? So there's Rosetta Stone, there's take a class, there's get a tutor, there's find stuff online, there's this other program, there's this app, there's that app. I found an app that I liked. So I had to write down, you have to research, how do you get the skills? How do you meet the people? You're going to need skills to get where you're going. You're going to need people to get where you're going, because if you could do it by yourself, I would say your dream's not big enough. You're going to need people around you. So where are you at? How are you making connections? Are you showing yourself friendly? Are you developing relationships? Make a list of all of the people you might need around you. Make a list of the obstacles that might come up. Don't be afraid of the obstacles. Write this down. It's not an obstacle. It's an opportunity. Get this, 80% of what is holding you back from your goals is not outside of you. 80% of what is holding you back from living your dream is inside of you. It's a lack of confidence. It's a stubbornness. It's an unwillingness to learn. It's an unwillingness to look up and look outside. It's an aggravation. It's a fear. It's an anger. I don't want to. It's on the inside of us. Only 20% of what we need is actually outside of us. The enemy's going to try and keep us just stone cold right here so that we don't get what we need to be successful in life. And we define success as living out the calling that God has placed on our life. When you make your list, make it exhaustive. Write down every single step that you're going to need. Every dollar, every cent, every call, every company that's a possibility, every time, every resource with learning Spanish. I needed the time to learn Spanish. You need the time to work out. You need the time to make the list. So when was I going to have the time to learn Spanish? So what I decided to do is the 10 minutes before I went to bed. I would crawl in bed at night. I would open my phone. I would click on my app, and I would do Spanish learning for 10 minutes a night. Let me ask you a question. I want you to answer with a yes or a no. Do you have 10 minutes a day to invest in your dream? Now let me ask you another question. Are you investing at least 10 minutes a day to live your dream? But it's 10 minutes, right? So let me ask you a question. Today, will you commit to giving 10 minutes a day to live your dream? Yes. You'll give 10 minutes? Yes. You'll put 10 minutes into it? Yes. I just got 3 yeses out of you. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? We're becoming great. We're a goal getter. And Luke 14:28 says, for which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost to see whether or not he has enough to complete it? Let me tell you what happens by you actually making this list. You're making a list, checking it twice. I know it sounds like work. I know it sounds like a lot, right? But really, it's just the little things. If a list is standing between you and your destiny, Royal Palm Beach, are you going to live out your destiny? If a list is standing between you and becoming great, are you going to write out that list, Ferguson, Flora said? If this little list is standing between you and achieving your dreams, Walden Springs, Sunset Hills, let me ask you a question online. Are you going to make this list? Yes. So what happens when you make out a list? Number one, it makes things attainable to you. You begin to see, I could maybe do this. It pulls it out of fantasy and starts to put it into reality. Number two, there's this study. The likelihood of you achieving your dream, achieving your goal, is 1,000% more likely when you write it down, when you make a plan, when you have a list. And number three, you start to realize that these little steps on the list, finding 10 minutes a day, you don't think that you can be a award-winning gospel artist, but you think that you can commit 10 minutes a day to researching it, to figuring it out, to seeing what you need to do, to start writing your songs. What you do is you start putting it into manageable chunks so that you can do what you're called to do. Henry Ford, the great car manufacturer, he said, anything can be done if you break it down into small steps. So you're going to break it down into small steps, you're going to get those skills, and you're going to work on it. Number three, as we have 3 minutes and 38 seconds left, is this still good? Yes. Do you want to hear the last four things? Yes. Okay, number three, once you have your list, you organize your plan. What you do is you look at all the stuff on that list, and you figure out the sequence. What's the sequence? You just ask the question, what comes first? Like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Like, do I need all the money right now, or do I need to do the research to figure it out? Well, let's do that research. Let's find that app. Let's develop the time. Put it in order. That's all you do. You make this big old list of everything you can think of. Remember, every 1 minute of planning saves you 10 minutes of execution. If you spend 20 minutes on this list, you're saving yourself 200 minutes. So look at it and then say, what's the most important? And put those things at the top of the list. What do I have to do first? Put that at the top of the list. And then know 80% of your results are going to come from 20% of your activity. So we need to make sure we're putting the top things at the top, and that's what we're spending our time on. And once we have our list in order, right, once we've got it sequentially, then step number four, we set deadlines. We set deadlines. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this thing. We're going to find 10 minutes a day. I'm going to carve out 10 minutes a day, and I'm going to figure out how to do that by Tuesday. I'm going to figure out what works by Tuesday. And here's what happens. You go home, you get a whirlwind business trip to another city you didn't think of, and you don't even get home until Thursday, and you're like, I blew my deadline. Oh, I'm a failure. There's no forward progress without failure. That's okay. Get this. There are no unattainable goals. There are just bad deadlines. So all you do is you take your Tuesday deadline. You don't wash it off and get rid of it. You just change it to the next Tuesday. But here's where the enemy will try and trip you up. Once you bust a deadline at work, once you bust a deadline with your family, once you bust a deadline in your life, once you bust a workout and you don't do it and you eat all the calories, the enemy will tell you, it's a wash, don't worry about it. Just work on it. You don't need a new deadline. Hear me yelling. You have to have a new deadline. Right? If you don't have a new deadline, you won't be accountable. And that's why you've got to read the book and walk through the goal setting process, because two, the brain will play a trick on you and it will try and put you in a loop of thinking you have succeeded or failed when you haven't. And let me tell you about that. If one of your goals is to lose weight, say amen. I am with you. If you say one of my goals is to lose weight and you lose 1 pound, your brain will subconsciously tell you you have achieved your goal, and it will relieve itself of that duty. So you can't say, I need to lose weight, and also saying how much weight, I need to lose 10 pounds, but what did I weigh on the day that I said that I needed to lose 10 pounds? The way we have to frame it is say, I weigh my perfect weight of, and then put it in there. Now, I'll help you do that in the book, but let's say I will weigh my perfect weight of whatever that is on January 1st. How many of you probably think you're not going to weigh your perfect weight on January 1st? Right? After the holidays, are you kidding me? But when we don't weigh it on January 1st, don't say, well, I'm going to just work on it. No, set a new deadline. What is the date that you're going to hit that bar? Okay, I'm going for March 1st. I didn't hit January 1st, but I'm going to lose March 1st. So then make a list. What do I need to do to lose this, say it'll be 5 pounds by March 1st. Well, what I have to do is I have to lose 200 calories a day. 200 calories a day equals the 5 pounds that I want to lose in 8 weeks. Where can I lose 200 calories a day? Well, I can stop going to Starbucks. I can give up my one soda a day. I can give up the dessert. Do you see how once you start making a list, it breaks down into a simple enough thing that we can actually make it happen? Do you hear me? Okay, so number five, because we're already over on time. Number five, get it on a calendar. Work Alexa, work Siri, work Hey Google. And don't just make the list and set the deadline, put the deadline on the calendar. That's why in the productivity bundle, I gave you a digital planner so that you can actually write this stuff on a planner. And when you plan tomorrow the night before. If you plan tomorrow tonight, this is what I got to do. While you're sleeping, you get a free assistant. Do you know who that assistant is? It's your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind will go in tomorrow and it'll start figuring out your route to work, what you need to wear, what you need to bring, what you need to do with the kids, if they need their homework, that you got to start the dishwasher, that you got to walk the dog. It will start working out all of those things. And when you wake up, you actually have a head start. So plan tomorrow the night before. Plan next week, this weekend, tonight, before you start next week, plan next week. And on the 31st or the 30th of every month, plan next month. Write it all in pencil. Let it change. We're not putting it in concrete. But set a deadline, get it on a calendar, and then as we go into the very last thing, here's the very last thing is track your progress. That's where we go back into the full process of step 3 in Goal Getters is measurement, assessment, and planning. When you measure and assess, then you can see the progress that you've made. If you needed to lose 10 pounds, you're working towards your perfect weight, and you realize you don't know that you've lost 5 pounds if you're not counting, if you're not weighing, if you're not tracking it. You can't see when you're losing ground. God told me once upon a time, anything that does not have a little bit of pressure naturally declines. He said, you always have to have a little bit of pressure even to maintain. So keep that little bit of pressure and then celebrate the wins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I certainly hope you enjoyed this message. And if you did, I want you to share the podcast with a friend. Sometimes you don't know what your friend's going through, but perhaps this podcast can be an encouragement to them.
And for all our resources or to give a gift today, check out faithchurch.com. David and I love you and we're praying for you.
We can't wait to see you next time.